This is the Very Manic Jimmy Cap Show with special guest Mike Scheidt of Yob. How you doing there, bro?
Doing excellent, man. How you doing?
Dude, there's so much to talk to you about. I mean, boy, what a busy year you had this year, man. Why don't we first start off with what's going on with Yob?
We've been busting our asses getting ready to record in February. So we've been working on new material and turning down tons of gigs, just really trying to stay focused, not stay rehearsed on older material and just focus on the new jams, and it's coming along really well. Really, really stoked.
You're going to be playing here in the Southland on December 28th at the Observatory in Santa Ana. You're going to be playing with Neurosis.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to playing with Yob on that day?
Absolutely.
Because it has been a while since you played, right?
Yeah. It's been, I can't even remember last time, honestly. Maybe at the very end of summer there, we did a couple shows in April as well. We haven't played very much this year.
So I'm assuming this is like not only exciting for your fans, but I mean for you as well to get reacquainted in a live setting with your fellow bandmates.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, basically, it's a situation where, Neurosis is a band that we just don't say no to.
Yeah, no lie.
And there's right now, it's kind of like one of those things where we're so bent on the new material, we're breaking away from it. It's kind of like it's bittersweet, but it's Neurosis and it's Blast and The Body and Hell and Money. So you know, it's worth it. It's totally worth it. We're couldn't say no. Impossible.
Let me ask you this real quick, because you did mention that lineup. That's an amazing lineup. Is it somewhat intimidating to be playing with such unique and diverse artists like that?
You know, we just try not to think about it. We just try to look at it as every act is amazing and, you know, in their own way, occupy this incredible space in the universe that's all theirs, and we just show up and be us, and then we get to take part in witnessing a just amazing show. So, if we start thinking about it too much, we've shared the stage with a lot of our heroes, and it's just a matter of just trying to be just do our best, you know, like all we can be is us. So any amount of extra anxiety around it or anything is just not helpful. So we're just be us, do our thing, stay in our set time, play as good as we can, get out of there, enjoy the show.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, one of the things that's very interesting and very unique about your band is, and as I mentioned when we spoke before, is when you guys are on stage, there is such a camaraderie and there is such an energy that is really just propelled at the audience, where the audience itself is not only involved in your show, but at the same time you can just see that you guys are vibing off each other, man. It's an incredible live show. It's a must. Let's talk about the new record. What is just to be able to get back with your bandmates and write new material, especially since you yourself as an artist, you've been branching out with other musical experiments or other groups, which we'll get into in a minute. How do you drive that energy, that creative energy, to start writing Yob material?
Well, a record's done and we do our group of touring or whatever, I usually just kind of creatively walk away from it for a while and mm-hmm. kind of cleanse the palate, and then when I come back in, it's usually, you know, I usually just kind of have this feeling like, you know, there's like it has to happen, and new stuff has to happen. We're not driven to keep writing records, to continue being a band, or to continue being on the road, or anything like that. We kind of write them because You know, I mean, every time we get done with a record, I honestly don't know if it's going to be the last one or not. You know, where our future is never something that we think about that much.
Right.
We just think about what's happening now, and I mean, we'll plan in the future as far as like, you know, okay, we're going to write a record, so you know, we're going to tour, so we're going to make good, strong plans around that to make it as good as possible for us and everybody involved. So I mean, we'll plan that far out, but as far as you know, what we're going to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I have no idea. None. This could be our last record. The last one could have been the last one too. So I felt kind of driven to write another one, and so and we all jumped in, and we're doing it. And it's kind of a weird answer, but that's kind of how it is. You know?
No, you know what, Mike? I respect you for being honest and for having that formula, because I would say that that is the true integrity factor when you're a musician and you're playing with fellow bandmates. When it starts becoming a chore or a job, you no longer have that integrity. Would you say that being organically happy is the secret to having good music come out of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, our friendships kind of come first, and really, I mean, I feel like, and this is just for us, man, every band has a different formula that can work. So it's not, you know, I'm not here to say what's right or wrong for anybody, or their creative process, or them being out on the road once in 10 years or five times a year or whatever. You know, if it works, do it. You know, I just know what works for me and what works for us. And what that is that we have to kind of have a balance between living our lives separate from our art, in the sense that, you know, we have families, we have, you know, kids or jobs or other musical projects or, you know, other outlets, and then what we experience and discover in our lives, we can bring that back to our art.
Yeah.
And to what we create. And so that's what works best for us, and we could tour a lot more than we do, but we're just nervous to mess it up, and to mess up kind of what brings it to us in the first place is something where it is a release and it's a path, and it's just kind of equal parts, you know, fun and kind of climbing into the nasty stuff all at the same time, but then it's kind of a spiritual path at the same time, and just trying to balance that out in the best way that it stays something special to us, and something that we feel driven to do instead of feeling like we're being driven by, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I would say that's the reason why each and every one of your records is so creatively diverse, man.
I don't know. I'm not very good at judging that. I tend to be a pretty harsh critic. So I'm just glad there are some people out there that don't hear it as harshly as I do.
Yeah, man. You know, it, one of the things that's always interesting to me is when an artist, when they lose sight of the creative element, and you could tell that it's just kind of being packaged and they're just pushing it out there. So I admire the fact that you hold that art and what you do with your music to such a high degree, man. That's very commendable. Is that why you have also branched out with two other amazing groups that you've worked on this year? I mean, that Lumbar release that you did was amazing, and also Vol. Is that like a fresh outlet for you as well? Artistically?
Well, they're definitely different animals in how I came to them. The Vol record was forged basically with John Cobbett, Sigrid Shea, and Aesop Becker, and we're all good friends and have known each other for many years, and have done shows together in all of our other bands numerous times. And so when Ludacra disbanded, Aesop and John, and this is before Sigrid was involved, approached me and asked me if I wanted to do vocals on something they were working on, and I told them yes immediately, because I have massive respect for them as artists and and people, and then Sigrid, who I've done shows with, well, I believe, definitely in Hammers and Misfortune, but I believe also when she was in Amber Asylum. We just all had these roots, and so for us to come together and do some stuff that kind of was, you know, influenced from the Ludacris style, which I'm a massive Ludacris fan, and right. So that was kind of exciting. And then, but it's also has a lot of different elements in it, these punk rock elements and these kind of grandiose, almost to me anyway, kind of like 70s arrangements, and they're not 70s overtly, but it's just they're so big and complex. You know, John's such a crazy writer, and so for me to not play guitar and climb into music that I didn't compose at all, and then writing lyrics to these incredible compositions that they were coming up with, it pushed me into all sorts of different places creatively. So that was amazing, and continues to be